Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dog.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to him daily. We get to the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
That she just cracks me up every time she say that. Hey, you guys, I hope all you motherfuckers on here done went to my doggone page and seen my doggone little episode, my first episode. Man, if you have, you can't tell me that I don't be trying my best. I'm going to make it some kind of way, fellas, some kind of motherfucking way. I be trying shit. I ain't quitting. You know why? Because I go hard. You know why that is? Because I'm real shit. Hey, this is the Rosebud, Bill the Dose, Ask Rosebud show. You know, I'm like fully qualified to give you everything you're trying to have. I do give it to you. You know, I'm glad hella motherfuckers out there is interested in my dog. You know what? Lately, my doggone tools been selling. I'm just going, you know me, I'm a roll with it, because that doggone episode that you see is the beginning of something big. I'm telling you, fellas, this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, and I'm telling you, it is the shit. I got the how-to on catching goddamn bitches and, you know, various real-life situations, all the way down to the words I use, you know, just a template for you, and what to expect from using these kinds of words, because I'm telling you, what we learn at Sidewalk University, we learn how to use our conversation. They used to talk. Hello, how you doing? Oh, okay. The sky looks good. Oh, yeah, all right. Man, they don't do that shit no more. You know, these motherfuckers know that your conversation is a tool. And if you don't understand, check this out. If you had a hammer and you really didn't know how to use that hammer and you tried to hit that nail, don't you think you might hit your thumb? I'm just saying that you got to learn how to use the hammer before you really swing that motherfucker. Same with everything else. You got to learn how to use this shit. I keep telling you, man, what good is having tools that you're going to fill your damn toolbox up with if you can't use them? Right now, you motherfuckers, all of you, because I know you get crumbs from me. But in order to be a journeyman, you guys are apprentices. To be a journeyman, you have to learn how to master all the tools. Man, I had a cat hit me today telling me how much he's learned, you know, just from being in SWU. And what he actually was telling me, that he kind of knew the shit already, but he was just scared as fuck to believe that he knew it. And this is what I'm saying, because even though, you know, we ain't going to say who it is, but he still didn't pass. Because you can learn a lot of shit, but you ain't passing an SWU unless you can do the shit. You got to do it. So, everything I've done with those goddamn MP3s, the ones on AskRosebud.com, they straight about conversation. Not so much as for you to use the conversation, but it shows you how many ways the system of the arsenal can work. And once you get that shit down, you will have as much conversation as me. Because believe it or not, the bitch tell you what to say to her. And you ain't going to know that unless you know how to converse to pull the shit out. Don't get me wrong. Now, I'm as square as any of you motherfuckers are now. So I surely am not degrading you when I say some shit, you know, like I just said. It's just that that's how I'm used to saying the shit. You know, you could ask me any question you have. But what I'm saying is, don't fucking question me and we cool. The tools, they're just that. They're tools. And 9 out of 10 times, I don't care if you learn it by heart, you're not going to use that fucking tool like that. What you're going to do is learn what that tool is for. And when you understand what it's for, let's say it's for talking to a woman that you see crossing the street in the crosswalk, and you learn what that's for, you can see how, because me, I don't care where you at. If I, you know, beam in on you, I'm going to get at you. I don't care, opera, fucking emergency ward in the hospital. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get at you once I beam in. But you got to know how to, you know, get at them. So what I'm saying is, well, you know what? I'm not going to keep talking about this because I hate fucking talking about this shit. Because it's like I'm trying to convince you motherfucking no conversation having motherfuckers to get my shit. I don't care if you never get it. Fuck all y'all if that's the case. AskRosebud@gmail.com, that's my email. AskRosebud.com, that's the motherfucking goddamn website. And DownAndDirty101.com, that's the website for this tonight. And goddamn it, I'm just real. I can't help it. Follow me on Twitter, you know, at Mr. Rosebud. Don't forget, my name got 2 D's in it. You know, what is it? My Instagram is The Real John Dixon with underscores between the words. Not before or after the words, but just between the words. I'm saying, I'm trying to, you know, come up, man. You know, I told y'all, maybe I didn't. I probably told my class. But I'm telling y'all, man, I had more problems with my wife and shit. But this time I said to myself, man, I'm not fucking around. So I'm telling you the truth. I just fucking go to get some dinner. Some whatever I went to get. It was food. And it was about 4 or 5 in the morning. And what I'm saying is I'm not, you know, really, you know, interested in no motherfucking bitch. Because, well, I am interested in them, but I ain't interested. I ain't thinking about one right now. And let me tell you something, though. When you on your motherfucking job, even if you ain't thinking about one, you thinking about them. Because you thinking about that you ain't thinking about no bitch. So you is thinking about a bitch. But what I'm saying is, I'm telling you, it's like 5 in the morning. Dang, whatever, my little phone. Because I didn't fucked around since I'm goddamn doing the Instagram and all this stuff. I didn't hook my phone up to it. Now, all this time, I ain't never had my phone hooked up to shit. Now this motherfucker just deek, deek, and I look in this fucking Instagram, this other shit. But this particular time, I'm at the eating at this casino, and like I'm saying, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, and this shit jumped off on Instagram. So I go to it, and there's some broad saying some shit. But let me tell you something, and you ain't gonna believe this, and I don't give a fuck. But I had not seen this bitch in 7 years. And she was a cool bitch, but she didn't, you know, she couldn't get no money. But what she was cool at, well, she was a motherfucker on the social media. But when I was fucking with her, I was trying to, like, pimp on the bitch. And you know, she couldn't give me no money, so bitch, I'm gone. You know, whoop. I left her in, where it was, Apple Valley or some shit. Bitch, I ain't, you know, the little shit. I was living in L.A. Yeah, she was living in Apple Valley. So the bitch called me, talking about, oh, I got some money, woo-woo. So, yeah, bitch, because she hadn't been getting no motherfucking money. So, so, man, Apple Valley's like at least 60, 70 miles from L.A. So I drove up there, and when I get there, you know, bitch, break your motherfucking system. This bitch had $120. Man, I didn't beat her up or none of that, but I told her, look, you know, baby, I'm not with this little shit, and I can't fuck with you, so I left. But the little time I was fucking with her, I seen, because she was one of them internet bitches, and actually I called her off the internet. But she was really, she could do everything. She know all about all these little apps. So, what I'm saying, fellas, is this. Because I'm talking about something tonight. And what I'm telling you is about what I'm talking. But if you want to, you know, listen to the little story and get sprung on me fucking with a bitch, that's on you. But any motherfucking way. This little motherfucker, I know she's hell. She's just dope on the goddamn social media. Now, I told you. Well, I didn't tell you, but maybe not even a month yet, me and my woman, we didn't fell out. And then I said to myself, you know what? I didn't fell out with this bitch 3 times. And I ain't falling out no more, bitch. Because I know this. I'm a stand on, I ain't got shit to correct because I know I do everything. I know I sound like I'm just a shit-talking motherfucker, but I know I do everything and more. And the bitch ain't really got to do shit, but whatever the fuck I be saying, do, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is we fell out, and I told myself, you know what, I ain't fucking with this bitch no more. And like I'm saying, this, I go out and this fucking page come, it was like 2 or 3 days after I had, you know, put the bitch out. And it's this bitch. And let me tell you something, 7 years. I said, this is my response to her. She Instagrammed me, and you could, like, well, I just learned this. You guys probably already know it. But I'm saying, you know, you can, like, hit allow, then they could put some kind of message. I didn't know that shit. The bitch had actually tried to get in contact with me several times before. But, you know, I didn't know that you're supposed to say allow before they could actually. Whatever. So anyway, I allowed. And the bitch, once the bitch said whatever it was, I told her, bitch, I know who you are. And let me tell you, motherfucking punk, hiding on this internet bullshit. If you don't fucking call me or some kind of way get in contact with me, look, my beeper just went, not my beeper, my internet just went off. Oh, it ain't that big. I was going to say the bitch been doing this all the time. But anyway, what I'm saying, I told her, if you don't fucking, you know, not get with me, but I told her, you know, I ain't trying to go through none of this bullshit, you know, that you was doing on the internet. You know, I want to use you. I told her, I want to use you. She said, for what? And I said, I know you think I want to pimp on your motherfucking ass, and I do want to charge your motherfucking ass, but ain't got nothing to do with me, you hoeing. Now, if you up for that shit, I'll bring you in on some shit and we could kick it. Now, I ain't going to go too much deeper than that as far as what we talked about, but what that has to do with what, oops, excuse me, I got to, I'm kicking game and I got the fucking hiccups on the hoe, and this is cold, man, why that do me? But what it got to do with tonight's show, real and hard. It's a such thing as that shit. And let me give you the end results of that without filling you in on all the little details. The bitch gonna be here tomorrow. The bitch is straight. I told the bitch, look, I don't even want none of your pussy or nothing, motherfucker. What I want is your social media skills. And if you want to fuck with me on that, I'll pay for you a ticket, bitch. And I'll get your motherfucking ass up here, and all I want you to do is blow me up. And you guys have been seeing this little bitch on my shit. But what I'm saying is I know I'm getting at her. But what I keep telling you, motherfuckers, if you get at a bitch and she know you getting at her, she gon' block. Man, she don't think I'm getting at her because I already told you, fuck you and your pussy. Wrap that shit up in some motherfucking Christmas wrapping paper and tie it up some cat gut and sell that motherfucker for us. I'm concerned. I ain't talking about your goddamn pussy. Now, dick hard in a motherfucker. I like the little bitch. But what I'm saying is this, fellas. If you real and you talk the kind of shit I talk, I got to have something for that bitch to do. Other than that, when she come up here and give me the pussy, then I ain't got nothing for her to do. I'm going to be like you motherfuckers. And she going to look at me like I'm a motherfucking fake. So, being real is letting her know, look, bitch, woo-woo-woo, come up here, woo-woo-woo. I already know the bitch going to give me the pussy. I already know that. I ain't got to even talk to her about that shit. I talk to her about what catches bitches. And that's that. You know me, bitch. You know, I'm a motherfucker, but I know when I need shit, bitch, and I might need your skills. You little motherfucker, you want to be important to me? Show me what your skills can do for my goddamn Sidewalk University. Show me what your goddamn skills can do on the fucking internet with my goddamn movie and shit I'm putting out. Show me what that goddamn shit you don't can do with my books the fuck I got. Man, this bitch is mesmerized. Why? Because this ain't talking shit. No, this is talking shit. This is not talking bullshit. Like you motherfuckers, because everything I say, look, bitch, here's the link. Go here and see my motherfucking books. Look, bitch, here's the link. Whoop, go here and see my motherfucking movie. Look, bitch, here's my last show. Go listen to this. Man, come on, man. Bitches want to help. Bitches want to help. Ooh, goddamn, this bitch. Let me tell you what this bitch is saying. Hold on. Hold on. See, you hear this shit jumping off? Let me see. Oh, that's Dre. Wait a minute. Let me see what they're saying. I'm going to tell you. She been paged. Look. See there? Since I've been on 6 pages. Nigga, I'm telling. Listen to this. I don't give a fuck. Oh, the bitch is saying she listening to me. And she called in. You hella remember me. What? I'm a Met. Oh, look. Wait a minute. Hey, bitch. You on the phone. Press 1. That's the only way I'm going to know your little motherfucking ass is on the phone. And when you press 1, these motherfucking niggas going to hear your goddamn, ooh, that bitch is right there. Look, see, listen, you motherfuckers. When a bitch know you ain't full of shit, they get at you. Hello, you lovely motherfucker. What's going on? They fucking, I thought I was talking shit, but your ass was listening.
Yeah.
Hello, young lady.
Hello, I'm all tuned in.
You tuned in. Now, hey, wait a minute. On this show, hey, you guys, this is a different show. I mean, this is going to be different. This is a woman that I ain't going to get at and break her motherfucking ass down, you know, and catch her ass on the goddamn phone like I done many times, baby. Because they didn't heard me talk to motherfuckers thinking they tough and shit, and I break them down, and they be talking about, I'll just come up there and give you my pussy. They say that shit to me. But you, I know you already like me. So I want to know this. And I want you to tell these motherfuckers. There's certain things you like about me, and don't tell them how well I bust your goddamn pussy out. We ain't talking about none of that shit. And that was 7 years ago, and you still remembering that shit. What I want to know, wait a minute, you laughing and shit. Fellas, listen, don't be saying, hey, don't say yeah just because I'm saying this. I want to know the truth. Do you remember that fucking shit?
I do.
You do. Okay,
I
check this out.
I definitely do.
Check this out. I just want to, damn man, you sound so attractive. Fuck. But fellas, you got to keep your cool. You can't let no broad know you creaming on them. You know, I already was kicking it with her one night, and we was doing some texting, and I told her, motherfucking bitch, I can't even turn over. My dick's so hard, it's like a kickstand. So I can only be on my side. I'm a motorcycle. But any motherfucking way, what I really want to know, what I want you to tell these motherfuckers, which you haven't even told me this, baby, what do you like about me?
Oh, boy. How do I begin? I don't know how to say that.
No, listen, wait. Don't fucking have no prepared statement or none of that goddamn shit. Just say whatever the fuck it is, and you know, because you don't know because you ain't prepared shit, which is what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, I don't know.
You know. I want to hear. These niggas need to hear.
Can you hear me good? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine with your soft voice.
Okay. I really appreciate your demeanor, your charisma. You smell good all the time. You want me to listen, and you make me make eye contact with you as I'm listening, and so that I'm getting it. And I don't know. I like the communication. I like your touch. I like your approach. You're a sweetheart.
Hey,
you
listen,
talk a good one.
Wait,
but
wait,
yeah,
wait.
You're a gentleman.
Oh, that was really big. But wait.
I like the gentleman in you.
Wait. This is not porno. You're making my dick hard. So what I'm saying is I got to, like, God damn it, I can't fucking keep asking you this shit. Because these motherfuckers is used to hearing porno, and they sound like you sex. It sound like you sex talking to me. Oh, I
right.
like this and like that. And you know what you're going to do when you get up here? You're going to reinforce it. Hey, wait. This is what's so dope. Wait, baby. Tell them motherfuckers when the last, what year it was the last time you seen me.
It was 2014.
Oh, shit, that ain't that long ago. I seen you in 2014.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was
you came
like...
I met you in Apple Valley, and then, let's see, you came to Sacramento. I came to you in Los Angeles. You picked me up at Union Station.
Oh, I remember. That's, okay.
Yeah, we traveled to San Bernardino.
Wait. I don't want to hear all that goddamn shit. What I want to hear is this.
And then?
Are you motherfucking sprung on a nigga?
Rosebud.
Yes, baby.
You shouldn't
even
have to ask that question.
I do have to ask. I want my goddamn listeners to hear.
I love my Rosebud.
And I ain't hit that pussy in 4 years. Oh, my goodness.
You're so
damn,
silly.
Girl.
I love you, Daddy. Of course I love you, Daddy. You're the best. You're the only.
Hey, now, I'm going to get you off the phone. Before I get you off the phone, everybody just know I paid you to say all this shit. They just know it. They absolutely know that I didn't hire you and all this goddamn
right.
shit.
I think they think that you're writing my page, my word, and you're not.
That's what I'm talking about. See, we got a communication jumping off, baby.
Yeah,
and
this
what
isn't
I want
scripted.
You,
this is not
hey,
scripted.
Wait. You cut me off, you know. You ain't supposed to do that shit, you know. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Especially why millions of motherfuckers listening, baby. God damn. Girl, shit. But anyway, before you do anything that's going to make me have to, you know, check you when you get here,
oh,
I better let your little... Hey, and plus... just as fine as this little motherfucker sound? Shit. And what I was talking about, so you know I ain't paying this motherfucker. You will see her when she get here. I'm going to fucking do a video. This goddamn bitch, she ain't going to be doing nothing porno, so don't be tuning in for that shit. She going to be, you know.
But you can catch me live at Matt.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Hold on. Hold on, you little motherfucker. Plus, see, I don't fuck around, Lil Tan. You know, this is a baller you talking to. What you got going on, baby?
I have a few. I'm running a few different operations here, but I'm coming to take care of you. So you're first.
Wait. I don't want to hear that lawyer talk. I got a few operations. What the fuck are you doing? Let these motherfuckers hear you be doing some shit. Madam Nene.
That's me.
What do Madam Nene do? I know you got secrets, but what I'm saying is whatever you can let us know, what do Madam Nene do besides cream on Rosebud?
I do a few things, but I am a full-time blogger, and I am a web adult entertainer.
Web. So them titties that I seen on my shit is real?
Real.
Ooh, shit. You ain't got no weave or none of that goddamn. You look like a white bitch down there, but I see you black as fuck. You know, goddamn it. You look like one of them wild women. Hey, listen, baby, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you back in. I'm so glad you fucking called. And it's like, what is it, 6 o'clock? It's like 24 hours before I see you.
Mm-hmm.
You going to be here.
I know you. I knew, you said you didn't remember me, but I knew you remember me. You remember that $120 clear as day.
you little motherfucker. Hey, you know why I remember? You always remember the most and the less. Hey, that was then. That was yesterday. We got some big shit going now. And you know, it's way bigger than that. So you be cool. Wait a minute, somebody on here. They might want to holler at you, baby. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, don't try. Go ahead.
Who is
this
73-4?
Come on.
You know, it's Romeo, man.
Romeo, what's up?
What's
Hi,
up, man?
Hi, Romeo.
How you doing, baby girl?
Good, good. Hello.
Okay.
What's up, Romeo?
Man, you know, your pocket's got to be long, man, because you got her on your payroll. You got Brooklyn Shine on the payroll. You got me on the payroll. You got, goddamn, man.
Hey, you know what? Hey, that's what those motherfuckers that what's their name? Goddamn it, the V-Town players. See, I want to change that shit. Matter of fact, that's what you got to show me, baby, how to change this shit on Blog Talk. Because that motherfucking, shit that come on, what they be saying, you know, I got another one, man, that, you know, that's real. It's going to be so dope because it's really about that, man. That's just how it is. That's how we are, Romeo. Hey, baby, Romeo is a student, you know, and you might, if you keep listening, you'll see that these motherfuckers, they ain't mean. But if you listen to them, they catch your motherfucking ass because they got this game real damn. Romeo already did. He didn't already.
Right,
hey, we don't talk about. I mean, we talk about women, but it ain't about women. Romeo, what is SWU about, bro?
SWU is about learning who you are, building your confidence to an all-time high, and just being the all 100% the best motherfucker you can be.
That's right. I like that. I'm trying
get
to be
your little
the best
ass
I
off
can
the
be.
Phone,
I'll
girl.
Be here tomorrow. I'll see
hey, baby.
You tomorrow.
Hey, baby. I'm waiting on you. I'm putting you back
right,
in.
Daddy.
Be cool.
Okay.
Hey, Romeo. See, what I'm saying is this. If a nigga know, a nigga know. And it didn't take me long to catch. Look at Brooklyn Shine. He finna come up here and talk to that shit. What, man?
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, this is Brooklyn Shine. I just wanted to say to Mimi that I know that Rosebud, he got some really good taste. So if he's messing with you and speaking of you so highly, that means that you got to be an official tissue type of woman. I wanted to know if you got some friends. You know, if you got some friends, maybe you could send them to the show.
He left this out, Nene. Fuck you. Do you have any friends? Hey, you guys. Hey, all y'all. What I'm going to start doing, Nene going to hook me up. And she got a lot of friends. But they Facebook bitches. But what I'm saying is, she just happened to be one that could be knocked off, and you know me. But what I'm saying is, I don't like Facebook, bro. But, Sean, and A, and Romeo, you motherfuckers know how to get at a bitch. So they might not be just Facebook bras to y'all. Because if that's the case, I would have passed up Baby. She was a Facebook bra. She used to be on there, look like she's sucking some bitch pussy and shit. You know, I kept seeing that shit. And I said to myself, man, I don't know what I actually said to her, but it was on Facebook. And I said whatever I said, and that bitch hit me back. My God, you responded. And it was on, because she, right there, I know what time. Hey, Sean, you ain't like that. Romeo, you ain't like that. But whoever else out there that go to SWC, y'all don't see your action. Your action got to run you over like a freight train. No. I see mine when the bitch don't even know she giving me action. I see it. Because I see that I think is action, I'm going to turn it into action even if it wasn't no action. But
even
9 out of 10 times it was.
Right. And you got to see that shit I just posted on the page today, too, man, in the hospital, kicking this shit.
Hey, you still in the hospital, Romeo?
Yeah, I'm in the hospital, man. They told me they ain't going to let me go to tomorrow at the earliest.
Man, get your ass off to the phone, man.
Man,
this nigga is in the hospital. Hey, y'all, this is what I'm saying. When a motherfucker go hard, hey, matter of fact, Romeo gonna graduate. Sean graduated already. I'm saying, you guys are listening to some strong motherfucker. Here's a motherfucker. I got motherfuckers. Ain't even hurt, barely got a job, they ain't turning in their assignments, talking about they busy. Here's a motherfucker in the hospital, then got motherfucking some kind of goddamn medication. He was drugged up the last time I was talking to it. And this motherfucker still finding time to call in and do his part. Come on, man. This is what I'm talking about. This is why that motherfucker graduated, because he did that on his assignments. Go up to the stop sign and turn left. Everybody in the goddamn class, go up to the stop sign and turn left and stop. This motherfucker go up there and turn left. And then he hit me, Professor. I seen a whole bunch of shit over there across the street. I'm going to holler at you when I get back from across the street. And everybody else standing there talking about, I did the lesson, sir. Hey, Romeo, stay down, bro. That's all I'm saying. John, you already know what you got
to
do.
Hey, you guys,
let me tell you something. Hey, it sounds like somebody was talking. Was somebody talking?
That's Sean. I was going to say, Romeo's in the hospital. He over there kicking it to the nurses, spitting game to the nurses. But if you ain't in SWU, you ain't going to be able to see that.
Hey, and the cool part about it, nurses are the most, not freaky, but they gracious. They feel. Their emotions are right there on the Not that Romeo finna knock her off, but he might. Shit, they got all kind of little things, and he got a little private room, I bet. Hey, Sean, I'll put you back into it. Man, you know what? I ain't even got to talking about what the fuck my little bullet points are, but we was kicking it so strong that shit. You know what we be doing? We talk about shit, real shit. That's what we do. I'm a brother who believe in being self-reliant. I don't believe in needing a bunch of people so that I can feel a certain way so that I could do what I want to do. No. I'm the kind of cat, I am going to make myself whatever I think I need, believe, whatever I think I need to do, I'm going to just make myself do it. And I love the fact that I can rely on myself to do whatever I want done. Whatever I want to be done, 9 out of 10 times, 9.5 out of 10 times, I could fucking do it. And I didn't grow to rely on me. And it has made me self-reliant. And I know you guys have an idea what self-reliant is. And basically, it's exactly like it sounds. Needing no one but yourself. You know, women, they aren't self-reliant. But they do possess the quality or the ability to be, you know, if they choose to be. That's why when they do choose to be, they're this independent woman. But what they don't understand is you could have been reliant all the time. But I mean, you could have been self-reliant all the time, but you've been, you know, reliant. Don't be mad at me. So you got to make sure women do not charge you for their fucking past mistakes. It's not my fault you chose a fucking bum. See, a lot of women, they indeed are self-reliant, but it wasn't a natural thing for them to be that way. The natural thing, or as whatever society called normal, you know, that was, they had to be like what we thought women was 200-300 years ago. And it's not necessarily a natural thing for a man to be self-reliant, but it's more of a necessity for a man to be this way. Otherwise, a woman can or cannot be self-reliant. It's not going to harm her one way or another. But a man, he can or cannot be self-reliant also, but if he's not, it's going to kill him, not literally kill him, but it's going to figuratively kill him. And if he is, he's going to live. See, I try my best to not ever need anyone. But of course, you know, if I'm going places in life, I'm undoubtedly going to need someone who's knowledgeable, you know, to help me along the way. And so be it. Just like this little bitch. Little motherfucker. I know what this motherfucker know about this goddamn social media. So if it's about charging that little motherfucker, like I done already told her, you're going to blow me up on that motherfucking shit. That's just as good as paying me a trap every day, you motherfucker. As far as that goes, you could be my bitch. Because I got to have something. My dick good as fuck, just like your pussy, motherfucker. Shit. Give me some for my shit. 786, what's up?
What's up with it, man? What's going on with it, man?
Nothing too much, man. What's happening?
Yeah, man, just want to go ahead and let you know, man, the shit you got up on YouTube, man, is hella dope. And the drop of a dime, yeah, man.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
watching
you that like
clip,
that,
man.
Huh?
Hell, fucking yeah, man, I like that shit, man. I like that shit. That shit real dope. You know what I'm saying? Production, the acting, you know what I'm saying? The game in it. You know what I mean? That shit real dope.
Hey, you can see it. Hey, check it out, man. And that's, we got 7 episodes. And I'm going to put one up, I think, a week. And you just wait to see what the plot is. The plot is so dope.
Man, I know that shit fire, man. Just that little 18 minutes I saw, man, that shit fire.
But the plot ain't what you think, bro. This is about a motherfucking Delano, but it ain't what you think, man. This shit is so dope. Wait till the white people start coming in and, you know, you just seen us, you know, pimping woo-woo. Wait till the motherfucking Peckerwood start coming in and the bitch pimps. You see, it's a whole, and we mixed up that damn 21st century bullshit with y'all letting bitches, you know, just do pimping. So we got bitches in there talking shit. you know, but just wait. I ain't going to tell y'all what's going on. It's really fucking dope, though, man. You're right. I'm serious. It really got a lot to do with real shit on the streets, man. Yeah. You got any questions, though?
Nah, man, I just want to go ahead and let you know that, man. Oh, yeah, matter of fact, I do got a question, though. You know what I'm saying?
What's that,
hey, bro? Hey, why every pimp motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, all the great pimps is short than the motherfuckers. I was watching your show the other day. You were talking about that. Like, every real pimp motherfucker, I ain't going to say every real pimp, but you know what I'm saying, most pimp motherfuckers are short motherfuckers, man.
Hey, man. Hey, see, I don't know if you short. But only a short motherfucker. Could
only
even
a short
that.
Motherfucker would know that shit, right?
I'm saying, man. Hey, all the great fucking leaders, Napoleon, not great, but the crazy ones, all of them, Napoleon, Hitler, Mussolini, all them motherfuckers were short.
Yeah.
You know what, man? It's the little man complex. You try harder, you do everything harder. Ain't nobody gonna beat you at shit if you short.
Right.
Unless you got some kind of deformity, then you might give it up. But if you just short, please, motherfucker gonna climb up your motherfucking side so he can jump higher than you. All right, brother, for sure. So you guys got to listen because this, I ain't so damn arrogant that, you know, when I got some kind of goddamn shortcoming that, you know, I ignore them. So that I can feel like I'm the shit. No, man, I don't do that. I do exactly what I did. And this is how the game bless you. If you be true to it, all you got to do is stay true to it. I didn't even go looking for this bitch, I'm telling you. The cool part about her is that the skills, I ain't talking about love or look, withdrawal. I could see myself liking the bitch. But what I'm saying is the skills that motherfucker got, I'm telling you, y'all probably don't know it, but I didn't seen it. And I need it. So what do I do? You know, start talking about pimping on her motherfucking ass and, you know, don't get what I should get. Or let that bitch show out on the goddamn internet and give us something that I done already built but just didn't have that extra internet push. Come on, man. This motherfucking bitch gonna be have her hand in me blowing up. So I believe that that's a valuable motherfucking bitch. So do I get at her? A little. But I know how to get at her. I ain't really to my baby, I want you, woo, woo, woo. No, I know how to get at a bitch. I'm going to let the bitch know I'm rolling. I'm doing shit. You know, if you want to fuck with me, you want to fuck with this, come on. If you got some skills, but if you just, you know, talking that shit, you know what I'm saying? The bitch ain't talking shit, I ain't talking shit. So what that mean? I must be fitting the role. That's all that can mean. Fuck, you don't need no motherfucking ton of bricks to fall on your ass before you see 2 and 2 is 4. I'm just a fucking, man, in my life, I fucking needed very few people. Don't get me wrong. There's many things in life a motherfucker can't accomplish alone. But those of you motherfuckers who got my course, you know what I'm talking about. Just remember the difference between the word need and want. Because we learned that at the very beginning. There is a much better chance of being a successful person if you make sure you always want what you chase. Because when you need it, it's a different thing. You got to come to SWU to find out about that shit. Because what I'm saying, in any instance, you can cite that. Anything that you can say or remember that I'm in or have been involved in where I received help, I can say if I didn't get that motherfucking help at that moment, I still would have gotten where the fuck I was going. It might have took a little longer. I'm just self-reliant in that way. And I want to play pool, man, I'll go build a pool table. Regardless of the fact that I could buy one, I want to build it. I don't want to depend on no motherfucking Brunswick to provide me with a table to play on. Although, I will readily admit, I cannot even try to compare my table with a Brunswick. Don't get me wrong. I just love the challenge of doing shit. That's why you guys remember you saw me build two pool tables in my fucking house. I built the pool table in the motherfucking house I'm in now. But shit, it was too big and I gave it to my neighbor. See, I bet one thing. If it's about shooting pool and being able to shoot to the pocket, my table is dope. But it's nowhere near the quality of what motherfuckers, you know, be getting professionally. So why build it? Because I wanted to fucking play pool whenever I wanted to, and me and my motherfucking woman or whoever gonna be there, we can do that. So you might say, well, how can you beat it? God, because I could be this way because I go to sleep with what the fuck I want on my mind and I wake up with it on my goddamn mind. And once I'm woke, I stay focused. And every motion in between, I'm going after what I want. And I happen to want that little bitch. So I'm going to get that motherfucker, or I'm going to get what I want from her. As far as social media savvy, but I really want the little bitch. You know, so what I'm saying is, whoever has helped me in my life, I owe it to the fact that I was prepared to meet them. Shit, are you motherfuckers prepared to receive the help that you actually seeking? Because every motherfucker I have met who has helped me, I didn't actually ask for help. This little motherfucking Brown, I think, is the only one I really said something about help. But that was part of me catching that little motherfucker. So don't be mad at me because I know what to say and when to say it. Shit, but my coming or being around some motherfucker that had some, you know, they could help me with was sufficient enough for me and that motherfucker to see what would be useful to me. And we just talked. I ain't never really asked nobody for shit. But since I'm doing so much shit, and I start talking about the shit I'm doing, and then I might explain or talk about a difficulty, the motherfucker I'm kicking it with is sharp. And he might have an idea or two. And since we kicking it like real men, he gonna share it with me. He don't hear me asking him no goddamn how you do this, what you think about that. Fuck, I look like doing some shit like that. Come on, 626, what's up?
Man, what's up, bud? Hey, that Drop of a Dime, that shit is fire, man. I watched that shit today, too.
Oh, yeah, man,
how you come
for
up
sure.
With that? Like, how you come up with that concept? Like, did you come up with it, or, you know, what's that based on?
Man, it started out, you know, one way, and then the motherfucker playing me didn't really meet up to what we wanted, so we had to rewrite and change some shit around, and it turned into a different thing. It's loosely based. It was going to be 100% based on my book, but we still could do it. But right now, we in where we at. So the idea is a conglomeration. Actually, Dre put that shit together the way it is put together, because we just shot a bunch of scenes with something in mind. And then that fucking Dre, Nicotina, that motherfucker put that shit together. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
he was
all you
part
got,
of the
man?
Soundtrack. Nah, shit, man. I've been in the archives, and man, shit, man. A lot of shit you be saying is some real ass fire. Like, shit took a little bit for shit to settle in, but man, I'm starting to see shit, you know, little by little, man. Like, I'm sitting there watching this show, like on Ancient Aliens, and they talking about artificial intelligence, and I mean, I started to correlate that with the thing to do it, because I mean. That was one of my things too. I used to always tell myself, man, my first thought, I'm gonna always go with my first thought, because my first thought is always right. So when I started to hear you say think and do it, you know, it started making a lot of sense to me. Then it was sitting there talking
on
the show.
I got a lot of stuff that's gonna make sense if you wanna check it out, but if you don't need to and you're on the path, that's good too. But if
shit,
you ain't got
man,
no question, I gotta
I'm
do my show, bro. Go
no,
ahead.
I'm trying to roll. As far as like SWU, like when that next semester coming up? Cause
October 1st is coming up.
But then I'm gonna holler at you. I'm gonna holler at you in the email and see like you know something. I could work something out because like I said, I'm trying to roll and I'm trying to get this. So
hit my email. Ask rosebud@gmail.com and we'll work something out. I ain't no hard motherfucker.
Yeah, man. So I'm gonna fuck with you, man, for sure.
All right, for sure. All right, you guys. Check this out. I kind of wanted to say this shit straight. Because I remember when I turned out, you know, I wanted real game. So I met Marvin. I went to Marvin, rather. And I remembered him because I used to sell him weed. And he was a fly motherfucker. And I went to a club where I knew he'd hang out, you know, and I approached him. And matter of fact, you guys actually, the brother just asked me where did I get the idea for this shit we doing. Marvin Harris, if you guys remember in that damn trailer, the dude walk across the street and I'm say, I know what you want, blah, 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 and I tell the motherfucker, to go take the bitch over on Shattuck, you know, and he, you know, tell him, start out pimping. Marvin Harris did that to me. That was real. Marvin, I went to the club and I approached him, and, you know, I stupidly asked questions. The motherfucker just started roasting me, man. But at the same time, he was telling me a whole bunch of shit. And in the process of him telling me this shit, I happened to pick up what he was saying. So I didn't really ask to get the game from him, but by me being ready for what I was about to do, which was get out there and try to pimp on this bitch, I graciously accepted it because what really jumped off was I deserved getting it. If I would have said, hey, Marvin, what to do? He would have said, man, I don't know, man, woo woo. He would have told me something, but it wouldn't have been what he told me. I did require him and his insight. Or did I put myself in position to meet somebody who knew what I didn't know? And Marvin filled the bill. See, you got to understand this kind of shit. That's why my shit is not surface. It's not to sound sharp to get you to listen to me or whatever the fuck. When I actually, you know, started writing, I had it in me. And I used what I knew to bring it out of me. And I brought it up, you know, about in a way that didn't lose me. You know, there's been other things in my life that I, you know, brought about, you know, where I felt that I could use the assistance of somebody, and I didn't even really know it. But see, when I started writing, I wasn't a true writer. And writers got to learn how to write. And then I met this dude named Cambone. Cambone didn't have to offer nothing to me. He was an English professor. And he didn't have to say shit to me. But just as Marvin did, Cambone saw that I was ready to hear what the fuck he had to say. And let me tell you something. He took the time to show me where I was coming up short in my writing. And I'm going to tell you what he told me. He went deeper than this, but this is what he initially told me. He said, Rosebud, you write good. You know, you know how to get a person's attention. But I heard a butt in there. So I say, and? He said, well, you're writing to yourself. I was truly insulted. But this motherfucker got a PhD in English. So I got myself together and asked him, what do you mean? And he told me that when you write, you got to know that that person that's reading does not think like you. So if I say I had this really fly-ass car, that motherfucker was so fly, yeah, that sounds cool. But if I said I had this fly-ass car, the carpet was this color, the seats was this color, the rims was like this, otherwise describe that shit. Be very descriptive in what you're saying so you can put the person in the scene. And a lot of people like my writing because I do that. And I got that from Cambone. Shit, but did I need Cambone? Or did I put myself in position to meet somebody who knew what I didn't know? Even in my adventures to this date, I never, like, need any person in particular. But in all of my endeavors throughout my entire life, the person that helped me was not the person who volunteered to help. It was the person who saw and appreciated my efforts, then saw I could benefit from what they knew, and they kicked some of it with me. That's how you learn. That's why you be a motherfucking man of quality, of character. Because when you in need and you got this going for you, somebody that can help will see it. And they'll just come up and start talking. But if I wasn't sharp, or if you ain't sharp enough to pick it up, you know, they just go, you know, going about their business. They going to say whatever they say, and then you don't pick it up, they going to just go on about their goddamn business, because ain't none of them motherfuckers got time to babysit my motherfucking ass or your ass, which ties in to one of the topics that I really want to talk about. When do you see the writing on the wall? When do you accept that you're doing something wrong? I try pretty goddamn hard to make myself available for every one of you motherfuckers out there as much as possible. I go overboard in trying to satisfy any problem in shipping my motherfucking products, or any confusion is what's being said or done, because my word is bond. Don't get me wrong, I get a lot of love in return. I ain't complaining. I get a constant flow of emails and messages appreciating everything I'm doing. You know, it's nothing like it used to be, you know, when I would complain that you motherfuckers don't support me. But all you do. And I appreciate the shit. But I know there's many more of you motherfuckers out there listening, thinking you soaking up this game you feel I'm giving away. But I'm not giving you shit. If you can utilize anything I say on any one of my shows, have at it. You got, let's say you got 100 things. You got 100 out of 4 million. So, shit, go ahead. If you got something good. I know a lot of you motherfuckers think I'm giving shit away. So why buy it? You ask yourself. Do you ever fucking answer that question, man? That motherfucker giving shit away on 2 shows a week. So why the fuck buy that shit? Have you ever thought about why you're the one emailing me, instant messaging me, asking the type of questions you do? Well, I didn't thought about that shit a long time ago. And I'm sure I give you hella info. But the info only opens the door. It don't allow you to step in. And if you do decide you want to step in, the info does not give you the courage to take that step. There's like several different avenues that you can take once you actually get in, but which one will you chance? A brand new year is about to come. I mean, a couple months. And I, for one, I ain't going to be where I was last year when New Year's came. I can say that shit because I believe in me. I have built my confidence to be ambitious. And I want different shit than I have right now. I don't want to be satisfied knowing full well that I can be in higher places. I'm going to be satisfied knowing that. You know, I may have more problems to solve in a life of pleasure solving them. That's just the way I think. I don't want to be in the same place year after year like a lot of you motherfuckers are. This year, when it close out, shit, I'm going to think, or you should think about it. What the fuck have you done that's going to have a significant impact on your future? Now, here it is, September. That's 3 more months. You got 90 days to at least buckle down. I have alumni who will never be in the same place the next year because they didn't discover the true meaning of being self-reliant. My fucking course ain't about getting no goddamn pussy. I can give a fuck about you getting pussy. Because I know damn well if you fuck with my course, pussy will be getting at you. Just like it get at me. Just like I ain't got... I used to say this to people, but I do it now. Nigga, what you think? A mother pussy gonna walk up to your door and knock on it and tell you, ask you to get it? The motherfucker said, nah. But that's what it do for me. Pussy walk up to me, man. I'm telling you, most of them motherfuckers knock on my door. Shit. I could give a fuck about getting some goddamn pussy. I could give a fuck about telling you how to fuck. I don't. You know, if you don't know that shit, then shame on you. You can get that and more out of my course. But miss me as far as asking me about that shit. Because I ain't going to dedicate no part of my goddamn show to no fucking pussy. The pussy come up, and it's a legitimate topic of concern for the moment. So be it. But I won't, you know, be reduced to talking about pussy. I know for a fact a motherfucker thinking with his dick is one bitch from being charged like a common fool. I made my living on this shit, and I know it's true. Every hoe out there knows it's true. And now, so does every square bitch, too, thanks to all the bullshit you motherfuckers been put out. Think like a real man and get pussy whenever you want it. But you can't turn around trying to get yourself together, trying to improve yourself, thinking about pussy. My life was built around pussy. And pussy paid for my life in its entirety. So do not for one moment think that I'm saying you don't pose a want no goddamn pussy. Or don't pose a lust for bitches. I'm saying, when I want a game on pimping, I got it from a real pimp. And when I want a game on writing, I got it from a real English professor. But my getting it was only the first step to my having it. See, because once you're aware of it, you got to make it part of you. And you guys get the first part of the course, and it tells you so much about yourself until you think you didn't got it. And don't even really have shit. When in reality, all you've done was open a door that's going to confuse the shit out of you if you don't complete your tour of duty. When you truly are searching for, you know, something you feel is missing in your life, the only thing you're sure of is that it's missing. You have no idea where or how you're going to get it. You don't know how you're going to accomplish trying to acquire this missing piece, but you want it. So you're down for whatever it takes. So you say. I get people spend hella money talking that goddamn shit to themselves. $1,500, $1,700, buying shit. I mean, I tell them, man, you don't want to buy this shit right now. You ain't even sharp enough to do this motherfucking shit. Oh, you're OG woo-woo. All right, man, I ain't going to turn down the money. It's just that I know, you know, no, OG, I got, all right, bro. Motherfucker don't be knowing shit. That's just how they think. See, when you don't know how you gonna get what you're trying to get, and you don't know what it takes to get what you're trying to get, the only thing you could do is progress. That's all you could do. Anything you try, even if it's wrong, you progressing towards what you trying to get. Because you're going to learn it's wrong. And in the course of learning it's wrong, it don't mean you're going to quit. I mean, this is just how I think. I know I can't go around wanting shit and not being prepared to receive it when it comes. I know I can't be no narrow-minded motherfucker and miss shit because it came in a different form than I anticipated. I had to have whatever it was that I thought I really wanted. I had to have it. I ain't never been like you guys whose only concern, I guess, is to hear about shit. To me, it's much more serious than that. I look at dudes that have actually succeeded, not at SWU. I have dudes that act, a lot more dudes succeeded on their own, but I've been doing it 9 years and only been doing SWU 9 months, so it can't compare. But, I mean, it's just really serious. 75 to 80% of the motherfuckers thought I'd be, you know, conning them, just as some of you motherfuckers think. But each one of them motherfuckers took a chance to improve, you know, from within. And look at them. I have people who come on my show and swear that I'm paying people to come on and lie about that. I got people who don't believe that there's a course. Why? Because I'm Rosebud the Pimp. Pimps are cross artists. And they're really bad people, by the way. When you have done your shit and have not stepped foot in that arena in 20 years, and people still will not accept that you are not that motherfucker anymore, it only proves how much of a motherfucker you really were. So I take all my kudos for my past, but about my future, you know, I'm finna make that. You see, that's what I'm talking about when I say we all need to understand what's entailed in being self-reliant. I ain't gonna pay damn motherfucker to do anything for me. The only thing I'm gonna pay is my bills. And I can't pay many of my goddamn bills with what I did last year. And neither can, excuse me, and neither can you. Maybe you could if you made a wise investment and it paid off. But in reality, most of us can't pay bills with yesterday's shit. We got to be current in what we try to do. And you all see how I'm approaching my future, education and making moves. You don't have to follow in my footsteps, you know, but what you should do is see that if you want to be an alpha motherfucker, you better make some hard choices. If you're smart, you better do it for you and make those choices right fucking now. You ain't alone in your lack of confidence. Most motherfuckers today are about, shit, 25% confident in their goddamn abilities to interact with women. And about 50% confident in daily interactions with the public. I'm telling you, these numbers are way too low. And if you are anything like I think you want to be, you're going to start to do something about this shit. If you want to hear about it, then listen to my shows and you'll hear all kinds of shit. And from time to time, you'll hear from dudes who got down with me. But if you want to be about it, you better get the course and construct you a toolbox. That's what the power of this complete course is for you. From the beginning, I told you, I would have a complete course for you. And now, you know, that I have the goddamn course and your confidence, well, a certain level of your confidence, you know, where you can use the tools that I've created. I'm saying the tools, first you get the confidence to use the tools. Then you get the tools to learn conversation. Then once you actually learn the conversation, there's a mentality you need. Sounds like you should get the mentality first. But if you do, you won't be talking to very many people. You can't do that. If you get, you're going to be way bigger. You're going to be much more than the people around you. Women, everybody. So thinking like that will keep you from even speaking to them. So you don't want to think like that first. You want to think hungry. Just be hungry. I done told you guys that once you get your new toolbox constructed, you're going to have to learn the tools of your trade. And I want you to do it. I'm telling you, I got tools for you. The tools I have for your toolbox are self-contained, just as you going to be. You ain't, can't be no beta man with intentions of becoming alpha without knowing you're going to be making sacrifices. Yours might be figuring out a way to finance this course. I don't know. But whatever you do, oh, shit, I'm running my fucking mouth, man. You cats on here, man. I'm sorry, 314. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Rosebud?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
All right. It's Jeff. Just Jeff Montgomery Bay, man.
Hey, was, what's happening?
Nothing. I was just seeing. I'm seeing what you're saying now, where you don't have to. The answer to your question will basically come with just being on the path. You know, when you make a decision to do this, you know, and be this.
Well, yeah, man. Because when you make that decision, let's say you didn't make that decision, you might be over here or over there doing whatever you're doing. But once you make the decision, you're going to only be over here where you're trying to go, which means passing whoever you pass is going to be on the same path that you own. And once you get past halfway, you're going to start meeting people that know shit. And halfway
right.
is just really going. Just go to yeah. it. You already halfway. The rest of it is picking up what comes, man. And that's how I learned, man.
Yeah. Because I remember, you know, I used to do, like, one-on-ones with this dude, you know, for his recovery.
Hold on. Listen. Do you listen to my show a lot?
Yeah, I've been listening to it.
Okay,
like,
listen, man, because I can't stand that because you do that when you talk to bitches. And if you do that, man, then you ain't going to catch no broad, man. You don't have that many broads. You can say you do if you want to, but I heard you talking. So what I'm saying is you got to get that shit together.
Okay.
That's real right. rank.
Okay.
Come on, be real, man. That shit don't
okay.
sound cool, do it?
Right. You're right.
So my point right. is if you're talking too fast, you got to slow down. I ain't saying you
okay.
are, but I'm saying there's a reason you doing that you know, some motherfuckers be talking about they thinking while they talking. So what? You could be thinking while you talking and be quiet. You ain't got to say that shit. You know, you don't want people to know no more than you want them to know when you're talking. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right, brother. I ain't trying to holler wrong at y'all. I just love you guys, man. I'm serious. All right, look. Whatever you do, don't fucking let another year go by, then end, and then another one begin with you doing and saying the same shit you did last year. You gotta, you know, when this year comes, when this end, New Year's come, you gotta, you know, make it important. You know, because it might be the moment you really decide to do more than hope things get better. Because me, I only make resolutions to be a part of the goddamn crowd or you know, friends or family. My resolution is firm, and I made it years ago. I ain't never going to be satisfied. That's my resolution. That's going to be my resolution from now on. Hey, I got a lot of shit to do, you guys. I got to upload some more shit on YouTube. And I'm finna go, man. Y'all be cool. Hey, I'm finna start. Never mind. I'm out.